Okay.
Okay, the big problem with this new symphony was that we didn't have music for chamber symphony. Chamber just meaning a smaller group. The way the composer intended it, if Beethoven was writing for a small orchestra, which he always was, he didn't have a big orchestra, it was always for one flute, one oboe, one clarinet, one bassoon, maybe two or three French horns, and then a trumpet, maybe a trombone, and finally maybe six, if he was lucky, six first violins, six second violins, four violas, four cellos.
Because I remember we were lucky to have that many.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. two right. basses. Well, we were lucky to have that. And the two basses were quite interesting because they were man and wife and they both played the double bass.
Who were they? Do you remember?
I don't.
So,
I don't.
Where did you get the music, Fran?
Well,
where did you find the music?
We finally decided to add a particular stipend to joining our orchestra. You had to pay $1 a month. That was huge and unprecedented. $1 a month? My heaven. But at any rate, we did so, and by golly, we bought music. And if you bought music, the idea was you donated it to the overall Thalia Symphony, mm-hmm. but you had the use of the Thalia Symphony. And Michael Sharamadian, and he had a lot of interesting qualities about him, not at all which were palatable, but one of them was that you, if you donated one piece, one score and parts, the whole library was open to you. Mm. And that was a big deal.
Well, we still have that library.
We do.
The Thalia Library has about 1,000 works.
Isn't it like yeah. the largest private library in the West Coast?
I don't know.
It was.
We're still using it, yeah. and there's parts that are clearly 50 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them, and we're replacing some of those. But yeah, it's still managed by the Thalia Allied Artists.
And I remember the one of the early librarians was Helen Nelson.
Yes.
And she had it in her house.
Yes.
And right. she had like bookcases or something.
Well,
you know?
The whole bedroom was yeah. donated to the library.
But she didn't play, did she? She wasn't. Or was
no, she was just a friend, I think. Yeah.
She was just a friend of Michael's.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A real good friend.
Uh-huh.
And she had, of course, she had all the library for the big orchestra.
Yes.
But for the small orchestra, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so that was where we started building. So that small orchestra went into the place where Michael Sharamadian lived, but he also died there.
Mm.
And so that room, that whole area became devoted to chamber music.
So I want to say a little bit about Michael Sharamadian because he was a remarkable man.
Yes, he was.
He was a violinist and a conductor. And I remember very clearly meeting him in 1976. I'm working on archives now about the early days of Thalia. And he founded the Thalia Allied Artists in 1949.
Right.
And in the 50s, it's amazing what they had going on. The Thalia Symphony was going then, and they had operas. They did several operas every year.
Yeah.
They had music classes for kids all over the city. It's just amazing what was going on.
Well, when did you become involved? You weren't there in 1949,
were
you?
I was the pianist, what they called the repetiteur.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was the pianist for all the singers, chorus, and anything that went on in between. So I knew all the music. There wasn't any problem with that. But
were you involved in 1949, or did you get involved in the 60s?
No, I got involved in 1948, I believe, and the first opera I conducted was Bastienne, and Bastienne. Bastienne, I-E-N-E.
That's Mozart, right?
It is Mozart.
Yes.
And from then on, we began to add things. Well, we're jumping now into the Thalia Chamber Symphony. When they began to add things, by golly, we just put in things for chamber symphony. And of course, most of the things that Mozart and Beethoven and Haydn too wrote were for small orchestra. So that we were that small orchestra. So we started in with Beethoven 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and we finally got up to 8. And what?
Now this was the Thalia Chamber Symphony.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
We did all of them.
Yes, mm-hmm. you did. Right. Every single one. And you were good.
Mm-hmm.
You were absolutely stunning.
Well, it's because you were such an inspiring conductor.
No. It was because we had the best players from the Thalia Symphony.
Yeah.
And, you know, that made it possible.